Hey, Parenting Beyond Discipline listeners. Ready to create a home that fosters love, warmth, and style? Look no further than Home Threads, your partner in crafting a nurturing environment. At HomeThreads.com, explore a thoughtfully curated collection of furniture designed for families who believe in positive parenting. From cozy reading nooks to durable playroom essentials, our pieces are crafted to enhance your parenting journey. Home Threads has an incredible selection of furniture, decor, and accessories like throw pillows, blankets to snuggle under for family movie nights or reading time that helps you create the warm, cozy home that is the foundation for happy family memories. I love all the great pieces I've gotten from Home Threads to finish the look in my home. Gorgeous yet durable and cozy accent throw pillows, blankets, and some really cute wall decor. I have an ocean theme throughout my downstairs, so I got a couple of really great wall pieces to finish that look, and some picture frames for the family photos. Visit HomeThreads.com/parenting today and get a code for 15% off your order. That's HomeThreads.com/parenting to get your code for 15% off your order. Because great parenting deserves a great home. Home Threads. Love where you live. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories, including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. I've gotten some really good questions coming in, and several of them are ones that a lot of parents struggle with. So today I'm going to share some more parenting questions and answers on power struggles and aggression. Now, Christine asks, my 4-year-old son falls under the power struggles category. He is a pro. I've listened to the podcast and have also started the class. My immediate question to you is, after all the tips and tools have been exhausted, and he is flat out deliberately refusing, what do you do then? For example, currently his big power struggle is going to the bathroom. He is well potty trained. He wears underwear all day. He has even been 2 months without an accident at night. So this is not a new routine. We see him dancing and we say, it looks like your body is telling you that you need to pee. Do you want to hop to the bathroom or stomp like a T-Rex? No matter how we phrase it, he says, no, I don't have to go. After that, he has a small accident prior to finishing the job in the toilet. This is just one example, but his no and his deliberate refusal to listen is very frustrating. Currently, when he yells now and we have exhausted our communication options, he either walks or is carried to his room to think about his actions. We tell him this is not a time out, but a time for him to think about how he responded. We also use this room technique when he is having a meltdown and needs to calm down. Anything will help. We have become very frustrated as we don't know what to do when we have exhausted our options. Okay, so Christine, each power struggle is going to be unique. So as you've already alluded to, you will apply the different tools and techniques differently depending on the situation. So first, I recommend you finish watching the power struggles video to have all the tools to then decide which to apply in each situation. I also strongly recommend you watch the potty training video to learn about behavior as it directly relates to potty training. But also, there are two good questions to ask yourself beforehand when it comes to power struggles. Number one, how much does this matter? What's the worst thing that could happen? So let's say your four-year-old child wants to wear plaid shorts and a striped shirt. What's the worst that could happen? Not much, right? So some people may say it's cute and a few people may give a sideways glance. Not a big deal. Most parents would say it's not worth a fight. But your child wants a cookie before dinner and you feel strongly that he needs to learn healthy eating habits. First, the cookies are out of reach, so there's no trying to get it back from him, hopefully. But he throws a full-on knock-down, drag-out tantrum, kicking and screaming. You know what? Fine. Step over him, continue cooking. He's not getting the cookie. So I'm not sure where you fall in the spectrum with the potty training, but the worst that can happen is he has an accident. He has to change and there's some extra laundry to do. Annoying? Yes. My guess is there's more behind it than that on your part. Maybe a concern that is my child behind in potty training? What if someone makes fun of him about it at school? The second question that you want to ask is how much control do I have over this situation? So with the potty training, can I force him to go? Not really. You can force him into the bathroom, even to get his pants down and even sit on the toilet, but you cannot force him to release the pee. Also, it's not fun, and that can backfire. Soon, he's just going to spite you to show he has control. So in the potty training video, you learn about potty training as a process that requires internal motivation. It's great to remind him just like you're doing. You're doing the potty dance. It looks like you might need to go. But in the end, the decision is his. So when he has an accident, then the consequence for that is to have him clean it up himself as much as he is capable. So have a talk with him about this. Say something like, most of the time, you're great at using the potty. You know when you need to go, you get yourself there in time. But sometimes you wait a little too long. I'm going to remind you when I see you dancing. But from now on, when you have an accident, you will need to clean yourself up. Change out of your wet underwear and bottoms, put them in the laundry, and go put on clean clothes. A lot of times, this inconvenience is enough to make the accidents stop after a few times of having to do this. Because so many kids don't want to stop what they're doing to go potty in the first place. But if they have to stop to change afterwards, that takes even longer and more effort, and they quickly learn it's not worth it. If you have a struggle about the changing, the consequence is that he can't do anything else until he changes. He can't go back to playing with his toys or getting a snack or whatever he was doing until he gets changed. Or those things, those toys or whatever, get put up or put away until he's changed. So what's happening here is, you're right, it's a power struggle. It's not that he doesn't know that he needs to go. He absolutely does. He is fully potty trained. He is connected to his body and the feeling of going to the bathroom. It's about control. So if you can step back and make it not such a big deal, just make this his decision. It looks like you need to go. But if you have an accident, just remember you're going to have to get yourself changed. And then let it go. Pretty soon, you'll see that when he no longer gets that feeling of control, he will no longer start to put up that fight. Then there's a lot of other things that you can do to kind of work on this power struggles issue. And I know you have access to the classes. So be sure to watch a lot of those discipline classes, things like choices and special time and some of those things that will give him some feelings of control, some feelings of connection with his parents that will help alleviate some of these power struggles. So this answers the first part of your question and also is a start to the second part, asking yourself the two questions and then being able to decide if the current situation is a power struggle you want to take on, meaning going all the way to consequences should it get to that. And again, you'll learn more about that and the steps to go through before getting the consequences once you watch the full power struggles video. I also recommend you watch the timeouts video, or really, I think it's called No More Timeouts. Although you aren't calling it a timeout, it still is, because timeouts are when we put our kids on their own to think about what they did or to think about making better choices. So this goes back to question two. How much control do you have? Well, we can put our kids in their room or on the stairs or in the corner, but we cannot force them to think anything or about anything in particular. And therefore, they usually don't. They think about how mad they are and how unfair we're being. So what works better is to sit with them and ask questions. Why did I have you come sit with me right now? Was that a good choice? What happened or what could have happened? Say he threw a toy, but no one got hurt. What does it feel like to get hit with a toy? Does it feel good or does it hurt? When you get mad next time, instead of throwing the toy, what could you do to show you are mad? And this is the process of coaching. And you may need to help give answers to some or all of the questions at first, but this way you know he's thinking about what he did and coming up with some solutions for next time, or learning from you about solutions he can use next time. So you can watch the class on discipline communication tools for more on coaching also. And also be sure to watch Discipline Focus on the Positive, because this is another tool that will help with these power struggles, is positive feedback. Positive feedback is another tool that will help minimize these power struggles. So when he gets to the potty on time, you would say something like, you knew you had to go and got to the potty in plenty of time. Your pants stayed dry. This gives him attention for doing what you like to see. It lets him know exactly what makes you happy. If we constantly comment on what we don't want to see, it brings attention to that negative behavior, and it actually tends to increase the negative behavior because it's still attention. So we want to switch it around, give more attention to the positive behavior, and try to minimize that attention to the negative behavior. So lots of attention when he gets to the potty on time, keeps his pants dry. When he doesn't make it on time, well, looks like you didn't make it. You need to go change your clothes and keep it very minimal and small and stay out of it. Don't go over. Don't try to help him. He needs to do it on his own.
As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Okay, so now we got another question from Laurel, who's looking for some older sibling advice. My son has been taking some swipes at my 6-month-old son and I. He barely makes contact, typically, but the intent is there. Do we try to ignore it and hope it doesn't escalate, or try some sort of consequence
for hitting. We tried a couple of timeouts, but I find that impossible to do when I'm on my own. Do you have any tips that work? It's also happening with friends a little bit too, but that's more like roughhouse playing, so I feel that may be different. Okay, so for Laurel, I already responded to her personally since she is a member, and I let her know that this exact topic is already in one of the classes on the site and advised her to watch that. But I also gave her the steps from the class so she can get started right away. So this is from the sibling rivalry class, and the tips are: after you bring a new baby home, first expect changes in behavior. This is very normal. In general, don't expect the older sibling or siblings to be happy about this new sibling. They may be happy, but don't expect it. In most cases, it is unrealistic, especially for siblings 4 and under. The idea of sharing mom and or dad or both is not exciting. So first and foremost, always stay in close proximity with toddlers or young children and new siblings. Sibling rivalry and these feelings of jealousy are very common. Young children do not have a fully developed sense of empathy and do not fully understand that their actions are hurtful. All they know is that they used to get more attention or that this thing is getting an awful lot of attention and they don't like it. They see parents' affection and attention as a limited resource that they now have to share with someone else. So you are very likely to see an increase in negative emotions, frustration, anger, more tantrums. This can be a hard transition. So remember to show lots of empathy to the older sibling or siblings, and also to err on the side of the older child. As you may be aware, we have 3, and our oldest was only 20 months old when our twins were born. I was so nervous and scared about how I was going to have enough energy and time for everyone once the twins arrived. But I followed this rule to a T. If baby was crying and so was Carter, Carter got the attention first. If it was time to breastfeed the twins and Carter needed lunch, I'd make his lunch and then sit down to breastfeed. And it actually worked very well. And it turned out that my fears were unfounded. I did have enough time and energy for everyone. Now, I didn't sit down or shower for 2 years straight except to breastfeed, but that's a different story. Also, allow for downtime with mom or whoever the main caregiver is with the older sibling. So if you can, do once a day to read or play one-on-one while baby's napping with the older sibling, that will go a long way. You also want to return to normalcy as soon as possible. And Laurel, I don't think this applies to you because it's now been 6 months. But for anyone who has a very new sibling on the way or already there, you want to return to normalcy as soon as possible for the older child, back to their activities, to preschool, to play dates. Now, when it comes to the aggression, you want to have a zero tolerance policy for aggression towards the baby. This means there is a consequence for the very first instance. So here are the steps. If baby is hurt or crying, be sure to show attention to the baby first without going overboard. Just like I shared in the last podcast on aggression and handling it with older kids, you want to give some attention, but not go overboard. So pick up baby and comfort baby. This shows that the aggressive act will get the baby more attention and the first attention. Then have a related consequence for the sibling that hurt the baby. Usually something like having that sibling go play on his or her own for 5 minutes, or you're playing with baby and not allowing that sibling to participate with you for a few minutes. Then you want to coach, always coach. Discuss your child's feelings and allow him or her to share her feelings about jealousy, about anger, frustration. Talk about better ways he or she can share these feelings with you rather than hurting the baby. Talk about how hitting and other actions hurt and how it feels to be hurt. Then during quiet times, when you're just sitting or playing, talk and coach often about how and why we touch and hold a baby and allow your child to practice. Now for information on lots of ways to foster positive sibling relationships from the moment you introduce the new siblings all the way through adolescence, be sure to see the class on sibling rivalry on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the Modern Parenting tab. Now, since March is National Nutrition Awareness Month, next week I'm going to cover some tips on nutrition and raising healthy eaters. It's a tough
world out there these days when it seems like there is junk food everywhere and constant opportunities to indulge in pizza and candy and other sweets. So I'll share tips on keeping kids on track while still allowing some moderate amounts of indulgence. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.